All things considered, today was an otherwise excellent day in the life of one Addison H. Cook. Summer was displaying its usual symptoms. Immaculate blue sky, trace of freshly mown grass in the breeze, general feeling that all was well with the world, etc. There was a growing restlessness among the students of Public School 141, like inmates finally up for parole. Not only was students' thermostat set to perfection, but it was the last day of school, and a Friday to boot. Any way you cut it, Addison knew this was not a day to be spent in detention. And yet, here he was. He, Addison Cook. The same Addison Cook who had crossed the Amazon, outwitted cartel criminals, and rescued an Incan treasure was now standing at humble attention in the school principal's office, Kangol cap in hand.
"Touching on this business of skipping class," he began, "this is all just a simple misunderstanding."
"How?" asked the principal.
"I misunderstood that you would find out."
The principal leaned his elbows on the giant oak desk. He was scarcely tall enough to see over his own name plaque. Principal Ronald W. Stern. But what he lacked in stature, he made up for in eyebrows.
"You mind telling me why you were skipping gym class?"
"Not at all. I'd be happy to."
"Well, I was reading a book. That's the true story. I mean, the book was fiction, but the fact that I was reading the book is true."
Addison bit his lip. It was not his best opening salvo. He clarified.
"The fact that I was reading fiction is not fiction. Reading a book is no excuse for missing out on your education."
Addison sighed. He had only himself to blame. After escaping Incan death traps in the jungles of Peru, he had a hard time convincing himself that seventh grade gym class was of any real consequence. He had figured the administration wouldn't mind him skipping one measly gym class on a Friday afternoon on the last day of school. He had figured wrong. Addison tried a different tack. The key to any hostage negotiation was simply to keep the kidnappers talking.
"When Gertrude Stein studied at Harvard, she turned in a final exam paper to her philosophy professor. She wrote one sentence. 'I don't feel like taking an exam today. It's too nice out.'"
"Did she get a detention?"
"No. Her professor wrote back, 'Miss Stein, you truly understand the nature of philosophy.' And he gave her an A."
"Is that true?"
"In philosophy, anything can be true."
The principal frowned.
"The point isn't whether it's true," Addison continued quickly. "The point is to believe in the bigger picture."
"I'm not giving you an A for skipping class."
"I will settle for a B."
"I would give you more detentions," said Principal Stern. "But the school year is only so long."
Addison recognized it was time to improve his tactics. His Aunt Delia and Uncle Nigel had promised to take him on their summer archaeological dig in China if he could soldier through the last dregs of the school year with perfect behavior. Now here he was, staring down the barrel of a detention. It was like running a 26-mile marathon, limping up to the finish line and slipping on a banana peel.
"I'm writing out your detention slip now. You know the drill. The pink copy is for your aunt or uncle's signature."
Addison realized things were getting way out of hand. He made a T with his hands, signaling a timeout. He realized, as he did it, that this proved he actually had learned something in gym class.
"Time out?"
asked Principal Stern, confused. No student had ever called a timeout on him before.
"Yes, I'll take off my student hat, and you take off your principal hat. and we'll just talk to each other like two human beings. Okay?
Principal Stern slowly nodded, not sure where any of this was going.